Joining us from Gas Buddy is Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. And Patrick, this is probably not an easy Tuesday for a lot of motorists to be waking up because they're seeing gas prices go up pretty steadily in some places, or sometimes even sharply from where they were on Monday. What do you think the overall reason was for this big hike that we're seeing in Indiana?
Well, we have seen the price of crude oil rebound rapidly after yesterday's OPEC meeting. OPEC met to decide to increase production more than they had already talked about. They had already agreed back in July to increase production 400,000 barrels per day every month until 2022. And with the recent surge in natural gas prices and oil prices, they met and potentially could have increased production further beyond that 400,000 barrels a day. They did not, even though Saudi Arabia's own state-owned oil company suggested that demand is going to be 500,000 barrels a day higher than they anticipated back then. So we're kind of in a little bit of a crunch, a supply crunch. Oil prices this morning setting a new 7-year high, up a dollar a barrel to nearly $79. That's driven the price of wholesale gasoline up 25 cents a gallon in the last 2.5 weeks.
And also, so basically what's holding it back, you said, is not just the fact that prices are high, but you also said that supply tends to be is shorter. Is that also what's kind of holding things back?
There's a bit of a supply crunch, if you will, not just crude oil, but I'm sure everyone has been hearing about the price of natural gas, which is surging. The problem is that simply there's not enough natural gas. Hurricane Ida did a lot of damage, shutting down not only oil production, but a lot of gas production. And because of COVID imbalances, not just in the U.S., but a lot of them overseas, may have heard that Europe is facing a gas shortage this summer, natural gas shortage this summer. Areas of China are running dry on coal. The problem is that in many of these areas, crude oil can be used as a substitute to generate electrical power. And some of the power stations that basically can burn natural gas to produce power can switch to crude oil. And of course, if they do that, it means more crude oil demand. And so basically, we're at a point where supply is not keeping up with demand, and that is pushing the price of oil higher, like I said this morning, nearing $79 a barrel because of not just what's happening in the U.S., but a global energy crunch ahead of winter, and a lot of it due to COVID imbalances.
And what does this mean for us for the near future? Are we going to not see maybe a meaningful drop in prices anytime soon?
I think we're not going to see a drop for quite some time. I think this has really changed the equation. It's not something we had even foreseen in August. This is kind of mushroomed out of control. The world's power needs, China cracking down on electrical consumption because there is such a shortage of coal in that country. So it really does not look like good news for those filling their tank. That is, I don't expect much relief in gas prices potentially for the next couple of months, so long as this energy crunch persists. And it doesn't look like there's any good news that there will be an increase in oil production. And so that's likely to lead to prices that maybe don't slip below $2 a gallon in mass for a good portion of the next month, maybe 2 months.
And so if you're a consumer out there and you got to find ways to save on gas prices, what advice would you give to people on that front?
Well, absolutely. Shop around, comparison shop. There are still quite a few stations in Indianapolis that are under that $3 mark, but a lot of them have gone up to $3.29 already. So, fire up the Gas Buddy app, use Google or Waze, but find those cheap stations. You can save yourself, about 40 cents a gallon and probably fill up sooner rather than later, because I think a lot of those low price stations will eventually go up as well, given the fact that wholesale gas prices have jumped 25 cents in the last 2.5 weeks.
There's some people that might say, since they've jumped already so much from Monday night into Tuesday, they might not jump a lot throughout the rest of the week. Do you think there's any merit to that?
Stations that have already gone up to that $3.29 mark probably won't go any higher for now. It's the low price stations that may jump up.
Gotcha. Okay, well, that pretty much covers everything I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Nope, not that I can think of.
All right, he's Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. Patrick, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, John.